Jimenez, see the Chochma Saboyede. Rakachach is born in Bekechas and Nefesh, Ketzer Kolechet, maybe Toilet Slaughter. Each one of the Kechas and Nefesh brings benefit to a man. Kagon, Hamachshava, Hazikaron, Hashichacho, Habusha, Haseichel, Vadibu. Thought, memory, forgetfulness, embarrassment, the seichel we have, dibur. Don't know what's different between seichel and machshava. We'll have to see. Habet no, pay attention, please. He says, ilo ayuchos la adam mikoyches nefesh elu laka zikaron. If a person would just be lacking one of these things, for example, memory, what situation would we be in? And how much suffering, how much loss would he have in all his dealings? He wouldn't know what's owed to him, what he owes. He wouldn't know what he said, what he took, what he gave, what he saw, what he heard. We see Baruch Hu Atzlan that live like this. My father suffered from Alzheimer's for years. You see what it looks like when a person does have a memory. There's a Neira Vayoy. That's just one of the Koichas HaNefesh. Ulai Yezoichem mi heitiv lo, mi heiro lo. He doesn't know that chesed, who did him bad. Mi hoizel lo, mi hizik lo, void. And the Dava Sof, what you can think about, what, if a person doesn't have a memory, what matzef is it? Ulai Yezoichem saderech, he doesn't know which way to go. Afim holoch bo pamim rabot. He doesn't know the way home. He walked there many times. He doesn't know how to get home. He wouldn't remember anything that he learned. He toiled in something the whole day. Today he doesn't remember anything. It feels like it's a familiar one. And the experience that he acquired in the past wouldn't help him at all. You know, the guy's the best doctor in the world. He's done 55 surgeries. Each one's like the first time he ever did it, because he doesn't remember what he did yesterday. He won't be able to judge what he did in order to know what to do now, in order to benefit the future. He's just totally out of touch.
It's a memory, okay. It's physical function, or it's...
Koichas HaNefesh, he's calling it.
Yes.
Once again, whenever you're dealing with the Chovos HaLevav, it's very hard to know where he magdirs everything. We had this problem in Shara Batochen as well. He's calling it Koichas HaNefesh. Exactly what you mean by Koichas HaNefesh, there's many levels of the Nefesh as well. The blood is also Koichas HaNefesh, which we're going to discuss, which we look at as a physical aspect. Yeah, he's calling it Koichas HaNefesh. It's not physical. Remember, it's not a physical aspect. It functions, they understand, and they know where in the brain memory comes from today. But they still understand what it is. They can't be mugged their memory for you. They'll tell you, this blob of subatomic particles, that's what's causing the memory, and they can do whatever. Exactly what it is, they don't know. Pashtus, it's clear. Koichas HaNefesh, as opposed to Koichas HaGuf. You can't call memory a limb.
Yeah.
It's not an organ, it's not muscles. It's located somewhere in the brain, but so is the neshama located somewhere in the brain, and they won't be able to put that under a microscope either.
But we say memory, it's like a connection between two muscles. Alzheimer, I don't know.
That's how the doctors, the scientists...
Yes. But, okay.
I don't know enough about the...
It's not a memory card. It's
deep. Ukiman she'choydel yez begeda ben adam. He's bichlal, he's barely a human being. He's got everything. He'll be the genius, you know, the cleverest guy in the world with everything, all the quirks. He's lacking one thing, memory. He's bichlal not functioning. Bella. To say thank you how many times every day to Hashem that you've got a memory, however bad it might be.
Right.
So then what's the big toilet in having forgetfulness? It's also one of the Koichas HaNefesh. It's also a big chesed, the fact that you can forget. But if a person didn't have forgetfulness, he would be drowning in misery all the time. No simcha would be able to take him out of his depression. You could take him to a wedding, but he's sitting there drowning in 2,000 years of Jewish suffering and remembering the churban. And no matter what simcha you give him, zelo zazoto. If he keeps remembering all the tzoros that he's been through, no simcha will ever move him. He'll never ever find a moment of menuchas hanefesh from the nekama, from somebody that from an enemy. He has nekama against somebody, whatever. He'll never have a moment's peace from wanting to get this guy back. Because he'll never forget the cause of the hatred forever. And he's tamid mefachad. This guy's going to try and take revenge against him, and he never forgets it for 1 second. Come and examine how a person is given memory and forgetfulness. They're mamish in conflict with each other. They're completely different. Each one has a benefit, and each one has its time and its place, and they're perfectly balanced. What to remember, what to forget. Unbelievable, genius. And that all evolved over billions of years, from a blob of jelly. Now we'll meditate on the mid of Bushi. He says that was only given to Adam. Although the Chazal tell us that if Hashem didn't give us Bushi, he could learn it from the Chatul. Seems the Chatul does have Busha. Chazal tell us you can learn Busha from the Chatul. Does that mean the Chatul has Busha? Or just behaves in a Busha-dika way? It doesn't mean that the Chatul has Busha. Chatul doesn't get embarrassed when he's in the bathroom and somebody walks in. It's just he behaves in a Busha-dika way. He's more tsunua. He says here that only Adam has this midah called Busha. You're not going to find a dog blushing. Kama toeles and help that the midah of Busha brings. Shailula Busha mipne Adam. The person was never embarrassed from another person. The person would never have visitors in his house, and he would never keep his promises. Veloma malim bakasha. He would never fulfill a request. He wouldn't do chesed, and he wouldn't hold himself back from any sin. We see that today. We live in a generation where there's no busha. The Mishnah in the end of Sweta says Mefurusha. That's one of the things you'll see before Mashiach comes. There'll be no busha. No one will be embarrassed from anybody else. That's it. So what do you see? People do whatever they want. Total lack of Bush. You don't have Bush. Why didn't you keep your promise? Who was the Prime Minister that... He said the Briskerov cried when he heard this. One of the Israeli Prime Ministers, they asked him, why didn't you keep your promise? He said, I never promised to keep my promise. When they told the story to the Briskerov, he cried. Why? Because it means there's no Bush left in the world. A Prime Minister is to get caught lying, he's to commit suicide. When they caught a guy embezzling, they put him in jail. He's to take his shoes away, his shoelaces, because they were scared he would hang himself. Today, he's a big hero. He comes out of prison 3 years late, and he's got a beautiful house. He's the big Vierentown. He did his 3 years. Check it out. Take the list of my donors and go have a look how many of them were in prison. The tax fraud and this fraud. It used to be the biggest bush in the world. Today? You see the consequences of a lack of busha. Mike Quackley. Rad kedeka godo koyach habusha shehabe v'mitzvah satayra mekaimim rad machmas habusha. Many mitzvahs in the Torah we mekaim just because of busha. Tell us. Hilula busha roi bin adam loi mechabim afilu es horayim. If it wasn't for busha, most people wouldn't even honor their parents. The kosher claim bnei adam acherim, and how much more so other people. If I didn't have the mid of busha, I wouldn't mechabed my parents. I thought I mechabed my parents as a chorus of toiv, not as busha.
Right.
Busha. Speaking for myself, I don't know about anybody else. A lot of the kibbutz of Aim is because you're too embarrassed not to be respectful to your parents because of the Koros HaTov. It's not that Koros HaTov that drives. It's the, come on, how could you, you're not embarrassed to speak to your parents like that. You're not, you know, your mother needs you, you're not embarrassed to go there and help with you. A lot of it is driven because of your own innate, it's not, don't be a low life. How much of it's actually driven by Koros HaTov, I don't know. Check it out. Ms. Boynum, check it out. See where it comes from.
The Pusha, it's also the social pressure.
Oh, he's going to say that now. He's going to say, yeah. I'm saying there's that social pressure, the personal internal social pressure that implies even in Kibbutz Abayim. That a lack of bush earth would be very hard.
Meaning public? So not to treat them badly?
No. Treating them up there. That's the next one. Because you can't bear them a chayrim. No, not because I'm embarrassed that someone will see me out mistreating my parents. Even if no one would know about it, there's an innate busha, your own embarrassment that won't let you treat them like that, even though if it wasn't for the busha, you may. What a horrific thing, God forbid. Check it out, you have to practice, I don't know, have to look at this more carefully. You're right, it's not a posh, I wouldn't have tripped. The first thing when I'm bringing example of where you wouldn't do the mitzvahs properly would be Kibbutz Abayim. But Bush is a very powerful tool, by the way. Very powerful. That's also your Purim. Let's finish the paragraph. Maybe we'll touch on this a little bit. Person would never return a lost object or a pekodim. He wouldn't hold back from an aveira. Everybody does these despicable things that I've mentioned. The only time he'll ever do these things is when he's removed from himself busha. The MSA lights me in this generation. They had no embarrassment. And even a chlim lo yodu, they had no way to humble themselves. Gambush lo yevushu. Yirmiyahu and all this talking about his generation. They had no bush, they had no embarrassment. They didn't understand the enormous oval because they weren't embarrassed. The entire milchoma in Purim is against Busha. I'm going very quickly. The Malbim says that Achashverosh wanted to be a melech bli hagbalot. A melech who's a melech has certain limitations. There's rules of kingship. He can't do whatever he wants. He's bound by whatever the rules of kingship that he got from his father and his grandfather got. But there's a thing called a melech hedyet. Someone who conquers the malchus, he's not really a melech. He usurped the throne, he did a coup. He has no limitations because he's not bound by higdoimi malchus. He's not bound by the laws of malchus. There was a Achashverosh. He wasn't a king. He was a stable head. He was the minister of horses, basically, if you want to be polite. And he usurped the throne. He married Vashti, who was royal blood, but he was a lowlife. And he wanted to create a nation and a world without any busha. Hitler, Yemach Shmoy, by the way, also wanted to. In his Mein Kampf, Hitler discusses the world where there'd be no busha, and that's why you got to get rid of the Jews. Because the Jews have conscience and bring embarrassment to the world. You got to get rid of them so that we can live like barbarians. Those were his words. You still wanna be Donakov's chus there somewhere you can, but that's what he says. We all know there's a very powerful koyach in the world called the Yetzer Hara. And there's almost nothing that beats the Yetzer Hara. You can argue with it, you can seichel with it, it's always a klum. What's the greatest koyach against the Yetzer Hara? Busha. A person can be in the grips of terrible, terrible passion and fire to do an aveira, and there's no hope of it going away. And somebody walks into the room. What happened to that? What happened to that Yetzara? Embarrassment took care of it. That's why the first halach in Shulchan Aruch is know that you're walking around with Hashem the whole day. You won't do anything wrong because of the embarrassment. So what does Achashverosh need Haman for? What does he need Haman for? Because there's a tool in the world that's more powerful than busha. It's called letzonos. 100 years ago, I don't know if you would have got this, but today you don't have to talk too much about this. Poshut. Letzonos wipes out busha. It's this whole generation.
Letzonos what?
Letzonos wipes out busha. This whole generation. I don't even have to explain it. 100 years ago, if you gave this share, you would have to explain how letzonos wipes out busha. Today, you just have to walk outside. Everything's a joke. Everything's a joke. Everything's letzonos. No busha anymore. You make a joke out of religion, you make a joke out of God, you make a joke out of everything. So that's what Ahasuerus needed Haman for. Amalek's called Leis Pesi. Amalek is a joke. He's a clown. He's a letzonos. Anyway, if you go look at the Megillah, you'll see the entire milchama of the Megillah is revolving around Ahasuerus's desire to get rid of busha so that he can be a melech bli hagbola. You see it in many places. You talk about the levush. The Megillah says it's full of clothes. Levush is keneged busha. Why do we wear clothes? Keneged the embarrassment. But if with enough letzonos I get rid of your embarrassment to walk around naked, you won't run naked without any embarrassment. People walk around today naked. Bli shum busha. The boy said, a goy construction worker 50 years ago went to work in a suit. And he got dressed into his work clothes there. And before he went home, he put his suit back on to go home. He didn't go to work in his work clothes. People come to Levi's today in short pants. People come to Levi's. Girls come to Levi's wearing short pants. You got no bushy standing in front of Maze. If that's not going to wake you up, do you understand how far we are from understanding what bush is? Shocked. Shocked. The first time I went to Levi, yeah, I was shocked. Shocked. You go to Levi in your pajamas. I mean, they're in public. I'm just saying there's no more. That's what's missing. If you take away busha, so then the sotan is in his element, because now there's no limitation. Do what you want. It's a big milchama today. We don't understand how important this nekudah is. And this busha is a chesed that Hashem gave us to use, and we destroy it. The person can be in awesome wonder of the enormous chokhmah of the Boire, shenosav la'odom teva litbayesh mipnei odom. That Hashem gave Odom a teva that you can be embarrassed. Because the enormous benefits that come from busha. And also many other benefits which I haven't mentioned. And also that a person doesn't have a natural tendency to be embarrassed in front of Hashem who's looking at you all the time. It's a wondrous thing. There was a bracha Rabbi Lezer gave his Talmidim. Who was it? That your embarrassment for human beings, for Hashem, should be the same as for human beings. A Leviat will be that. Because you don't have a natural tendency to be embarrassed in front of Hashem, even though you do have a natural tendency to be embarrassed in front of people. To get embarrassed in front of Hashem takes years and years and years and years of work. It's not a posh game there. But Hashem gives us automatic functions of that busha that you need in order to show what it feels like, so you know what to build. Hashem never asks you to do anything that He doesn't give an example of what it is. But there are things that don't come naturally. I'll give you a simple example. When a human being smiles at you, why do you feel nice? A piece of steak twitched at you, essentially. That's all happened. A piece of steak, some nerve endings in the guy's lip twitched. That's all that happened. So why does it make you feel warm and cuddly inside? Because you automatically understand, without even doing any work, that there's a human being inside there that's thinking nice thoughts about you. Smiles at you. But you don't have to sit there extrapolating from the piece of flesh that there's an Hashem in there. It happens automatically. When you look at a tree, you see Hashem? No. When you look at the world, you see Hashem? No. It doesn't happen automatically. To extract Hashem out of the Bria, you have to work at it. But Hashem gives an example of what it looks like automatic. Your relations with another human being, the same with busha. You never get embarrassed of Hashem automatically. You don't have that teva. So how am I going to learn how to have that tell? I've got to develop that koyach to be embarrassed in front of Hashem. Hashem gives it to you automatically in another place. And from there you can learn out and grow it into your place with Hashem. Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem. Fear of Hashem. A pit bull terrier that hasn't been fed for 3 days, I understand. That's terrifying. A pit bull terrier. A lion, whatever. Whatever, something with big fangs, okay? Israeli taxi driver. Whatever. Even they're not so frightening anymore. That you understand the terror of that, yeah? No, the fear of sin, the fear of Gehenna. You don't have that naturally. So you got to work on that. But Hashem gives you an automatic place where it happens automatically. Rav Tetzel is used to example. They take you into a room where there's 50 doors. Behind one of those doors is a pit bull terrier that hasn't been fed for 3 weeks. What would it cost me to get you to open any one of those 50 doors? You wouldn't, right? And then when it comes to Averas, where it's a lot worse than one in 50 doors, maybe, yeah, no, alright. You know, alright. There's no natural terror of Averas, why not? Why not? This is the vault. Because there's some things that Hashem doesn't give us naturally, he wants us to earn them. You have to go work on it. Ah, so what's a pit bull terrier doing there? He's there to teach you how you're supposed to be with an Avera. If you were 1% scared of an Avera the way you're a pit bull terrier, you've never seen. Mistakal al Shloshit Dvarim. Al Shloshit Dvarim is supposed to bring you to something. Not so that he mobilizes you. Chasu Chalila. Asha Isha Mefachet Tomit. Yeah, but where do I get that from? You gotta work on it. You don't get it naturally. The Tama Dovahu. Why is it that Hashem didn't give us this naturally? Why did the Teretz give? K'deshelo yabod esabayra tachas lachatz abusha. So that you won't serve Hashem with this pressure of embarrassment. V'yuvchas al yedei kach achiv v'shalom v'yischor abu avadosoy. And then Hashem would have to reduce the schar that he's giving you. Because you're serving him out of this lachat, so push him. Hold the gun against you and tell you to put on tefillin. How much schar are you going to get for putting on tefillin? What did you do here? You're not serving Hashem from choosing good, from having the good rotson. You're serving him out of pachat. Person has to come to Busha from Avoira through meditating on Hashem's awesomeness, His elevatedness, His reimbursement. And that we should know about the Hashem's Avoira that on us, v'novim kamanu m'maitim bo. How minute we are. V'lidei sh'neide sh'avoyis barach mistakel al maseinu aglui v'nistorim. And come to recognize and Hashem's looking on every little thing we're doing. Be embarrassed and humble yourself. I don't know if you translate chlamu properly. Lower yourself, embarrass yourself in your ways, Beis Yisrael. It means you have a command to work on yourself to get to the point where you recognize you're being watched 24/7. And that'll bring you to this level of Reimimus. That's the middle of Busha and the middle of Zikaron. Without embarrassment either, if you think about it, it's quite posh. If you don't have memory, you can never get embarrassed. Things we take so for granted, it's ridiculous. No, there's not Busha. Where there's Busha in the world today? He says Busha is what drives Kibbutz Avayim. You don't understand 100%, but the matter is that so you understand, well, there's no Kibbutz Avayim anymore. Say no to your father? Look, logically and off here, you can come up with a whole lot of reasons why you should say no to your father. How do you say no to your father? It's embarrassing. Today, why do you have to say no to your father?
What is the difference between Busha and Chutzpah? The same? Or active, passive.
They're clearly linked.
Yes.
If you have chutzpah, if you have bush, it's very hard to have chutzpah. Chutzpah, I believe, is the most extreme manifestation of a lack of busha. It manifests in chutzpah just about anything, so therefore you just blonde through life.
That's not